Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, hearing this video as I was preparing and reading about it and looking into it, I couldn't help but think about one little girl when I was looking at this. A little girl that I met 2 years ago at a birthday party. I'd never seen her before. This family we've been friends with, been going to the birthday parties, and had been getting to know the other little girls that went to it with my daughter, and this little girl was new, and I got a chance to start talking with what I thought was mom that had brought her, and come to find out that this little girl, it wasn't her daughter, but it was a little girl that was visiting with the family that weekend as a preparation for her coming in to be fostered by them. And I thought how neat that they were going to be fostering this little girl, and thought that was wonderful. She's a kindergarten teacher and just full of love, and I'd met this woman before, and I thought how incredible that this little girl was going to get to be a part of their family for however long God put her there. Well, then I got to dig deeper into the story as this little girl showed up a couple weeks later into Kylie's class at school. And I thought how neat, and so I got more opportunities to talk with this mom. And I found out one of the most incredible things I thought was this little girl came in with literally nothing. That's not the incredible part. They said they showed up with the social worker, and there she was with her garbage bag filled with clothes that were basically rags. Not a toy or a doll or any personal item to know of. Nothing that had really ever been hers and only hers. And it just broke their hearts. And so when they were getting ready to bring her home, they called up their friends and they arranged a party for her. Like a birthday party, a coming home for her. And they invited everyone they could think of to come in. And they said, this is what size she wears. This is how old she is. Can you bring a present like it's her birthday? And when she came into that house that first weekend that she was there, she got brand new clothes. She got a doll. She got toys. She got a blanket. She got all these things that she had never had before in her life to say, you're part of our family and we want you to be here. And I thought that that was so incredible that they would do that. And I got to watch this girl, and we had other birthday parties that we went to and kept talking to the mom, and just deeper and deeper into it of learning that this girl came from a life that none of us would ever want to think of. To hear about living conditions that were so bad, that living in a house so run down, there was no actual working plumbing in it, that they had to go to the Taco Bell down the street to use the bathroom and wash their faces. To hear about this little girl and her brothers that had been abused in multiple different ways, going through multiple foster families, and my heart was just broken for this girl that was just over 6 years old at this point. And so I got a little surprised when not too long later, after I'd learned so much of this, to see pictures through Facebook of this little girl. It was after they'd finished class together, and so I hadn't seen her in a little bit. And these were the pictures that a professional photographer that we knew had come to take at her adoption ceremony, that had gone to the courtroom with them. And I saw a smile like I had never seen on this little girl. And one of the things that I thought is how she changed her name. And it wasn't just taking the last name of the family, but she changed her first name at the same time. That she was beginning a new life, that this was a new who she was in this family, and with the ceremony that had made her officially a part of that family that nobody could undo, and she took a name to go with it. And when I was talking to the mom, she said she took on a whole new personality that day when they walked out of that courtroom, that she was a whole new little girl, like that past that she had had, all that tragedy, all that darkness, all that sadness, like it was just gone. And she walked out with this smile that just didn't disappear, more outgoing, more upbeat, more happy in life than they had ever seen. And when I heard that story and I saw what happened there, it brought new light to the text that I want to share with you today, that I'm hopefully going to share with you because I just picked up this phone like an hour ago to see if I can use it. But out of Romans 8, here's what Paul writes of us. He says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." You see, Paul, over and over again in his letters, he uses the word adoption in our relationship with God, that we are his adopted children. And when you look at the Greek of this word, you see that this adoption is a legal term used by the Romans, that somebody could adopt a child. And the significance was that their former life is literally left completely behind. And that legally, when they are adopted, that they become heirs in that family. Because how you are an heir, what you are legally getting from your parents was so important into that. And when you were adopted, you became an heir and you had the right to an inheritance. And Paul is saying here, God has adopted you. God has chosen you to be loved and to be his child, to leave the life before God behind you. Any darkness, any sadness, any sorrows, any mistakes, to be able to write them off as another life, another person altogether. And that when you take on Christ, that new name, that new life, and that new inheritance of eternal life becomes yours. And God looks at us so proudly and says, "That one right there, that is my child that I have chosen, that I love, and that I am so proud of." And so this evening, as we look at our next candle, as we look at the candle of peace, we get to be washed in that peace. God's love so deep that says, "You are my child. I put a name on you that is beautiful. I put a name on you that is incredible. I put a name on you that is mine." And so this evening we celebrate that. And I'm going to take us into our response time to think about what it means to be the children of God and to be God's heirs and adopted by him. And so one, we look at the ability to put the past behind us. At this station right here, I have these little labels. And what I don't want us to put on is the labels that the world gives us, because sometimes those are pretty harsh, and a lot of times those just see what's on the outside. But what I would like you to do is to take time to come up and pick a label and put your name on it, the name that God gives you, and then to put on it the label that God gives you. When God looks at you, what does God see through his lens as his child that he loves and that he's so proud of? And when you put those on, there's ribbons for you to be able to attach it to God's family tree so that we can see all of us on it, all of the beautiful children of God that he has chosen. I have over here hands for us. Because I don't know if you're like me, but I do have two parents that I love so much and are so proud of me and support me in so many ways. as my dad is taking Kylie to cheer tonight. But I also realized that there's so many people growing up that I called my adopted parents, that I couldn't be who I am today without the love that they had, that they chose to take me into their life. They chose to love me. They chose to support me. They chose to encourage me. They chose to give me so much to make me who I am today. And so I have these hands for us to be able to write who those people that have adopted us are, who those people that have chosen to love us and that we are who we are because of them, to put their names on hands and to post them up to say, here is who's adopted me and helped me be who I am. Because giving thanks is incredibly important in life. And then finally, looking towards the future. It's that time when we do put ornaments on our tree, and I'd like to invite you to make a really special ornament. To put a few pom-poms in it because they're Christmas in pom-poms. To put a couple jingle bells because, you know, jingle bells is the season. But then most importantly, to take a strip of paper as long as you need and to put your dream upon it. As you think of yourself as God's child loved by God, to think that that puts unboundless opportunities before you. And so as you think of yourself not in a human perspective, but in God's perspective, what dream do you have of what you're able to do? And then roll that up and put it in your ball and be able to put it on your tree and then pack it away this year. And each year when you bring it out, to be reminded of that dream, that future that you look to with you and God at your side. And so as always, we've got our candles that you can light for prayers. And at this time, let me pray, and then Scott's going to bring on the music, and time for you to do whatever you're needing to do tonight. So let's pray. God, on this evening, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you call us your sons and daughters, that you have chosen to have us in your life, and that you are doing absolutely everything you can to keep us in your life. On this evening, we ask that your Holy Spirit pour out upon us to feel your love and to feel the freedom that we get with you. May all glory, honor, and praise be yours on this night and all nights to come. For all this, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.